Healthcare legislation's effect on farmers. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever. This is Managing for Profit from Brownfield Ag News for America. Although the legal battle over federal health care legislation is complete, there remain legislative battles, and it's a hot campaign issue. So there are elements of the two-year-old Affordable Care Act that are still uncertain. The November elections may answer some of the questions, but for now, the law remains intact. How are farmers affected? Pat Wolf is an American Farm Bureau Senior Director of Congressional Relations.
Beginning in 2014, employers that have more than 50 full-time employees will be required to provide health insurance or pay a tax. Now, when we talk about farmers and ranchers, it's important to recognize that seasonal workers don't count towards that 50-employee threshold. A person who works on a farm for less than 120 days does not count toward that 50-employee threshold. So many farms and ranchers will not be impacted by this requirement to provide health insurance.
By 2014, everyone, including farmers, will be required to have health insurance. Every state will maintain a marketplace for health insurance referred to as an exchange.
A person who needs to buy health insurance for themselves can go to the exchange and be guaranteed coverage. In other words, no longer will they be able to be denied coverage because of pre-existing conditions.
One of the more frequent questions concerning the law has to do with costs and whether they'll go up or down.
The theory behind the law is that if everybody is required to have health insurance, that will mean healthy people as well as people who use health insurance will be paying into the pool, and that will keep the cost down. And there's also the theory that as more people have coverage, that they will get better health care and be more healthy. However, there's very little in the Affordable Care Act that deals with cost containment, so there's no guarantee that insurance will be affordable.
As an issue, the American Farm Bureau, where Pat Wolf works, opposes the Affordable Care Act.
Farmers and ranchers don't like the idea that the government is requiring them to buy health insurance and forcing them to buy insurance for their employees. And the reason that that is bothersome is because of the cost question. If they're forced to buy this insurance and nothing is done to contain the cost, then they're between a rock and a hard place.
I'm Tom Stever, Brownfield, Ag News for America.